and face the wind. An open road and a road that's in a brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Choice is up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but you might awaken to a brand new life.
My life's falling apart. I have no future. They're all leaving me. I'm alone here like a dog.
So, you into windsurfing?
I just can't figure it out. I mean, this was supposed to be the perfect family vacation. Fun, sun, and it was all on the arm. Angela's client was paying the bill. I was in heaven.
Singing hot, hot, hot. How you people? All of my music. Hot, hot, hot. Ho!
That's it. I'm not going. I'm 17. I'm too old to be going on vacation with the family.
Oh, come on, Sam. I don't believe my ears. I promise you, you're going to remember these days for the rest of your life. Sam, please. Please, not that look.
What look?
This look.
Move over, moon doggy. Here come the big kahunas.
Mother, it's a small island. Pace yourself.
Grab's here. Hey, Grandma, you look great.
Grandma? Darling, you're such a big boy now that I think while we're in Jamaica, you can call me Mona. Better yet, don't call me. Better still, you don't know me.
Yeah, and while we're at it, you don't know me.
Oh, what is with you people here? What is it? I mean, must I be the veritable glue that holds this family together? Must I be the perennial funmeister who drags you out of your sullen states and leads you down that road to Smile Town?
We don't know him.
Oh, yes, you do. Come on, gang, let's have some fun, huh? Oh, just kidding. Just kidding, fun.
Pace yourself.
Look at this, huh? Palm trees, sand, that clear blue water. Does life get any better?
Oh, wow, look at those seashells.
Jonathan, when are you ever gonna grow up?
Oh, wow, look at those seashells.
You know, they say you can hear the ocean if you put your ear up to them.
Oh, good
Welcome to Club Festival, Mrs. Bauer. I'm Kyle Fletcher, the manager.
Hello, Kyle.
Consider yourself at home. Everything is at your disposal.
Oh, thank you.
Hear that? We're getting royal treatment, Grandma.
What an adorable grandchild you have.
I suppose if I'm going to give you any kind of campaign, I better get to work.
How about a tour of the island?
Oh, you're on.
Let's go.
Okay.
You want to come with us?
You got it, Mom.
Hey, Sam, Andrew and I, on second thought, Angela, I think I'm going to spend some quality time with Sam.
Okay, have fun. See you later.
Bye-bye. Hi.
Hi.
Who's this dude?
This dude is Dad.
Sam, I know what you're going to say, Sam, but I'm telling you, it has nothing to do with this guy. I just want the family to spend some time together.
I know, Dad, but maybe if I had some space on this vacation, it could kind of be like a trial run for you.
A trial run? What do you mean, trial run?
Well, you know, I'm going to be leaving the house real soon.
Real soon? Where are you going?
college in a year, 11 months, and 13 days.
You counting the days?
And 6 hours.
Well, Sam, I was kind of hoping that you'd live at home and go to Ridgemont with me, you know? Father, daughter, sis, boomba.
Dad, you don't go to college with your dad. We need to cut the apron strings. You can understand that, can't you?
No. Give me a hug. Like a quick one. Okay.
Dad.
Yeah?
Snip, snip.
Sorry, Sam. Hey, have fun.
Okay,
bye.
Bye, Dad.
All right. So can you believe this? I mean, in 1 year, 11 months, and 13 days, I'll be single. No dependents.
Did I mention my name's Jill?
Oh, but I gotta let Sam grow up. I mean, who am I kidding? I mean, isn't that what Angela's been telling me all these years?
Angela?
Please, please, don't bring up that name. I mean, you think you know somebody.
I give that guy a solid 7.
Oh, speaking of solid, red Speedos at 2 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That is definitely a perfect 8. 4 for each bun.
Whoa. What's going on here, ladies?
We're just enjoying some of nature's bounty.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Let me look. Yeah. What? I knew it. You guys were raiding guys, huh? Well, what did I get?
Need you ask?
I knew it. A 10.
Where's Sam?
Oh, come on, Angela. A young woman her age needs to cut the apron strings. And that's good news for you because now there's more of me to go around. The fun meister's ready to roll. What do you say? What do you think? A little paddleboarding, snorkeling, huh? Mopedding.
Sorry, I made plans with the marine director research, you know.
Ready, Angela?
Are you disappointed?
No.
No, I'm not disappointed. I want you to have the total island experience.
I'll see to that.
I'll see to that.
That's all right. I'll catch up to her when she gets back.
I don't think so. She's booked for the entire afternoon.
Mm.
Well, I think I'll catch some rays. Oh, Ray.
Hey, little Skeeter, what do you say? Hey, you're in luck. The Funmeister's all yours.
Oh, thanks, Tony, but I've got my own Funmeister. Oh, Monique! She doesn't speak any English, just the international language of amour.
It's not just Sam. I mean, it's Angela. Angela, who I usually have to nag to have a good time, actually is. Only it isn't with me. Which is okay, I guess. Only it's just not like her. I mean, could things be any worse?
No.
Hi, big guy.
Don't bother. Excess baggage with this one.
So, Tony, making friends, huh?
Where is everybody, Mona? This is supposed to be a family vacation. I didn't even see the kids until I came up to say goodnight. And Angela, she's who knows where with who knows who.
Tony. Call me intuitive, but you're not happy, huh?
Mona, you ever think about the future?
Sure. I'm going to have lobster for dinner, then go dancing, and if I'm lucky, I'll get lucky.
Not that future. The future.
Oh, you mean like the Jetsons? Well, I'm convinced that robots are going to do all our menial chores.
Oh, great. I'll be out of a job.
Come on, Tony. Get some perspective, huh? Look at that star up there. 1,000 years from now, it'll still be here. And we won't.
Oh, great. I'll be out of a job and dead.
Come on, loosen up, huh? Be more like Angela. I can't believe I said that.
Hey, big rescue on the beach. They just saved some woman who was almost drowning.
Kyle, will you put me down?
Angela! Angela! Are you okay? Are you okay?
Yes, Tony, I'm fine, really.
Oh, well, thank God. I mean, if anything had happened to you, Angela. Come on, let's get that wet towel off.
No, that's fine. Real, Tony, the towel's fine.
I think this is yours.
Whoa!
That must have been some undertow, eh? I mean, to pull your suit right off.
Well, that part she did herself. We were all skinny dipping.
Skinny dipping? You mean nude with no clothes on?
This is my top. And technically, skinny dipping is your bottom, too. And besides, I was under the water. It was dark. Nobody saw me take it off.
I saw her.
Oh, I did, too.
Well, I am shocked. Oh, drowning topless. Oh, how tacky. I mean, what would I have told the kids? I mean, we would have had to have a closed coffin ceremony, huh? At least over the top.
Calm down. It was fun. You told me to get the total island experience.
Well, I meant the total clothed island experience.
I cannot believe that you care more about my skinny dipping than the fact that I almost drowned. You are not the person I thought you were.
Well, how would you know? You haven't seen me once since we got on this trip.
Maybe that's because I'm having a better time without you.
Oh, well, for your information, today I had the most fun of my whole life. Is that right, Jill? Well, she couldn't keep up with the fun, Meister.
Well, you know what, Charlie chuckles? Since we're having so much fun without each other, why don't we just keep it that way? I'll see you on the plane.
How will I find you? Will you be sitting in the topless section?
I hope Dad and Angela make up soon. They're gonna kill themselves trying to prove that they can have fun without each other.
Oh, look out. Look out, here he comes again.
Slouch down, maybe he won't see us.
No such luck.
Hey, kids, try this, it's fun.
See what I mean?
You don't know what it took to talk Angela out of the human cannonball lessons.
Hi, Mother!
Wake me when it's time to identify the body.
Good evening, Angela. So nice to see you wearing clothes tonight.
Stick around, Tony. It's still early.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for our talent contest. Okay, let's have some fun now. Who wants to go first? Cannonball, get up here. Cannonball. It's your turn, unless you want to give up right now.
No, you haven't seen anything yet.
anybody's gonna top that one.
Are you okay?
Of course I'm okay.
You're lying.
Of course I'm lying. How'd you know?
Because that's the knee that you hurt in the 10th grade when Bobby Guvinelli tackled you.
I'll never forgive him. I haven't done that routine since the baseball follies.
Could have fooled me.
Oh, so you liked it?
It was okay.
Well, yours was pretty good, too.
Really? You think I didn't go too far, did I?
Well, you kept your clothes on.
I couldn't have done that 5 years ago.
Keep your clothes on?
No, just get up in front of all those people and cut loose.
That's your influence on me, Tony. They're always telling me to get out there and enjoy life more.
Oh, I get it. So it's my fault you took your top off, huh?
Tony, will you drop the top?
Oh, you already did. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm sorry you almost drowned. And I'm real sorry that when you almost drowned, I wasn't the one that saved you.
Oh, Tony.
Angela, I mean, you may not have noticed, but I wasn't exactly having a ball this weekend. I mean, and it bothered me that you were without me.
But, Tony, the best times of my life are with you.
Oh, no.
What? Is it your knee? I can move.
No. It's just that I think we both know where this is leading to.
Yeah? What's your point?
Well, I mean, call me old-fashioned, but I don't think we can do this until we're married.
Until?
No. I don't mean until. I mean unless.
Unless?
I don't know. Maybe. It went through my mind.
You've thought about us getting married?
I don't know. Maybe. It went through my mind. But I'm not ready to propose.
Good. Because I'm not ready to accept.
Good.
Good.
You know, Angela, when I think about my future, you're in it. I don't know. I mean, do I work for you? Do I date you and live somewhere else? Do I marry you? I mean, we started because I moved from Brooklyn to Connecticut to give Sam a better life. And now in 1 year, 11 months and 13 days, make that 12, she's leaving. Look, Angela, I don't want to be a housekeeper for the rest of my life. I mean, that's why I'm going to college. Why am I going to college? To be a teacher, a doctor, a lawyer, a candlestick maker? I don't know. I mean, I don't even have a major yet.
You don't? You really should decide soon. Oh, Tony. I wouldn't care if you mowed lawns in Central Park.
But I'd care. Look, Angela, I don't know about us until I know about me. I mean, the way
I understand.
You do.
Mother?
Oh, Tony. Tony.
Penny for your thoughts.
Oh, Angela. Oh, Angela, you okay?
Oh, Tony. My hero. You saved my life. How can I ever thank you?
Hmm.
Tony? 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 Tony?